Son, how are you doing, Judith?
I literally just woke up. I'm gonna be as raw as ever.
As raw as ever? Or as real as ever?
It's raw.
Okay, well, she is. Está muy pinche deschongada con sus pijamas, drinking Coke, and her mouth stinks. So, yeah, she literally probably just woke up. Today is Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving, and we are not giving. That is definitely facts, because estamos bien pinches cansados. I am not just physically tired, I am emotionally tired. I am no tengo palabras, because it's just been so much.
I mean, you haven't really done anything, Lisa. Hey, fuck
you.
I fucking did the whole setup. If you guys saw on Instagram how beautiful me quedo, it's I don't know what this family would be without me.
Shut the hell up. I hate that you guys do that to me all the time. But you know what is funny, though? Every time you do that, people are always like, no, Luis did it.
Because so, I do it all the time.
So regardless, people already know who the talented one is in this family. And clearly that is me.
Stupid.
So anyways, we wanted to share with you and give you a quick update, because we typically record on Fridays in the mornings, porque pues Judith descansa los viernes, and that's when we have time. Pero ahorita sí queríamos hacerlo pues antes de que se termine el fin de semana, porque mañana vamos a estar bien pinches ocupados, and I'm gonna travel or drive out to Las Vegas with Fernando and his family on Sunday, and so I'll just edit this episode from out there. But let's talk about our prima being here. How has it been for you? Because yesterday hasta lloraste. Y no sé qué dijiste. Y que you were like so thankful. Y que you were so happy to have your cousin here. I was like, damn, girl, is that... What'd you do with Judith?
No, you're stupid. It was mainly because obviously it's cool to have her here. Because we didn't obviously share anything like with her. But that I'm happy that she's here, I think me da igual. I'm not like, I mean, honestly, we haven't even, it's so awkward because we haven't even had like a conversation since she's been here, because we have nothing to share. She's obviously pregnant. She's like, you know, in a different etapa de su vida. And I'm, you know, in my etapa de mi vida, but no es como que me quiera sentar con ella to be like, ay, you know, like it's more. More than anything, it's more like I'm thankful for that moment in the present time that we are here, that she's here sharing it with us. But that's kind of it. I mean, I don't feel any type of way towards her. I honestly even feel awkward that she's here. Like, I honestly try to avoid it. because yeah, I mean
it is awkward. Absolutely. And for those of you that have been listening to us and have been following, saben que nosotros crecimos without family here, because I think that anybody who's tuning in by accident for the very first time, they're like, what the fuck is going on? Pero pues nosotros no crecimos con familia aquí en Estados Unidos. We literally don't have cousins, uncles, aunts, nada de eso. And this cousin in particular, like, she's older than Judith. And Judith doesn't have the fondest memories of her when we would go to La Ciudad de Mexico to visit. And so now she's an adult, she's married, and it's just, we don't have anything in common. Like yesterday we were all having dinner around the table, which was nice. It's always beautiful to gather y la chingada, but I feel like we have much more in common with obviously other people that have been in our lives here. Like yesterday, Alfred came.
Yeah.
His parents were going to come, but they got a little sick because they traveled to Mexico y les cayó mal la comida. No mal, les cayó de peso, yo creo, because we're not used to all those condiments y todo lo que lleva la comida, which is a lot of goodness, but our stomachs can't handle real shit. We're so used to the fake shit here in the U.S. And so they weren't able to make it, but Alfred actually made the effort to come, and it was great to sit there and chat with him and whatnot. He actually got to interact a little bit more with Fernando's mom and Fernando's aunt and Fernando's grandmother, who's going to turn 93 years old in March. And la señora está toda lúcida, like she's great.
She's like 100. She's living her best life.
She really, really is. And yesterday it was funny because they were showing us pictures of when she was younger, and she saw a picture and she was like, she was with a man in that picture. Mm-hmm. And she said something like, ay, yo me acuerdo que después de esa foto, nos fuimos y metimos las patas. And we were like, what the heck? So we were like, wait, what is it? Does that mean what we think it means? And she's like, yeah, nos fuimos y nos acostamos. And I was like, oh my God, that is gnarly, because I believe she definitely outlived that gentleman that was in that picture. But the fact that she was able to reminisce on those things, it was nice. It's nice to see. And I think somebody nicknamed her La Colombian Rose del Titanic, our cousin, right? Because she's really, I mean, she's 93 years old and like white hair, and pues está bien viejita. She's very frail, right? So it was funny. for me, my cousin being here, like, I don't dislike her. I think she's okay. And I think that the reason why I think she's okay is because I know that she's family, right?
Yeah, I think that's why I feel like, sorry to interrupt you, but yesterday it wasn't like, oh, I'm so thankful you're here. It's more of, I'm thankful that you're sharing this memory with us, because at least at some point I'll be like, oh, cool, like our cousin came and spent this moment with us. But me hubiera dado igual if she was here or not. Like, it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm fucking thankful for you. Like,
well,
I'm
you not. Shed a couple tears, so you could have fooled me. Were those crocodile tears?
It was because I was sharing about everyone else. Obviously, having everyone here together. And like I told Luis, we haven't had a very...
We haven't had that kind of Thanksgiving in a while.
Yeah, we haven't had a big Thanksgiving in a long time. So to me, that was very emotional, because that is how I remember. That's my childhood Thanksgivings. Like, I remember them there being like 20 people here, and all of them being like my parents' close friends, which are our family to us. And since the pandemic, we haven't had that in a while. So having people like fly in and come and I think that too, like having someone that's actually our blood here was cool, even though we don't really fucking care for the girl, but you know.
Yeah. So yeah, on that point, we haven't turned our living room into the dining room since before the pandemic in 2019. And then after that, I mean, it was you couldn't really gather with people, right? So you're right. This is the first time. Even Alfred mentioned that. He said, I think the first time I came here was in 2019, right before the pandemic. And then it didn't happen. And when I walked him out to his car, he was like, you know, being here again made me realize how sacred this is to you guys, because it reminded me of how everybody goes around the table and gives thanks and, you know, sacan sus emociones and so on and so forth. And I was like, yeah. And you invited a fucking fulano that you didn't last too long with. Sorry, Alfred. But anyways, so that was that. But let me just get to this. And I know a lot of you are going to hate me, because I know that a lot of our listeners, many of our listeners are parents. I know specifically that for the DIY following, a lot of people that follow me are parents, but and I get it, and I get that you might say you don't understand because you don't have any children, and yes, you're absolutely right, I don't, but I'm obviously giving you my perspective as a single person, right? And maybe that perspective changes when I have kids. However, I do think that I would want to have more control over my kids. Que lo haga, a lo mejor no, but her child is literally a Tasmanian devil.
Give me
Like, that little kid is just so fucking wild. Like, he is wild beyond belief. And the wildest thing to me is that the parents, no le llaman la atención, because they're like these cool new age parents where they talk to the child and they're like, a ver, hijo, eso no se hace porque taca, taca, ta. And like, I get it and I think that that's great, but there are certain things that I think you should be able to control, right? Like, if you see that your child is not haciéndote caso and he doesn't give a fuck about what you're saying, and he's not going to be scared of you because you choose to raise him in a, hey, fulanito, that's not right, then I believe you need to get up, go to the room, or go away from the guests, wherever you are, so that you don't make the guest incómodos, right? Because it's like just talking to him and the kid throwing shit all over the place. Like, I was putting together the tablescape, and at one point, el chamaquito se subió a una silla and he started pulling at like my eucalyptus plants leaves. And I was like, in my head, I was like, like, I really wanted to be like, get the fuck off the table. And then he broke one of my frames. Like, he literally despegó lo que pegué on the frame. And I was like, oh my God. And then at another point, traía el niño dio. Like, obviously, this house is not like kid friendly. It's not. We're not a kid friendly house, right? Because there's shit all over the place. But here's a question to anybody that's listening. Should we have kid-friendly, como se dice? Kid,
baby-proof
the house? Or, again, is that the parents fucking doing? Like, if you see that your child is running up a storm, fucking grab him, hold him, carry him, fucking tie him down. I don't care. But don't fucking go into a house that is not yours and allow your child to act the way he would act at your home. I don't think that's right.
Yeah. I think also, too, we're not like the type of family that when we have guests over and they have children, we're not telling them like, no hagas esto, no toques nada. Like, of course, you could do whatever you want. But I think in this time, it's like, dude, ya se pasó. Because our cousin hasn't said anything or hasn't really done anything or, you know. And it's annoying, which is why, honestly, like, I have been in my room as much as possible. Well, not like that, but I've been sleeping. But I am just like, I don't have anything to conversate with her about. I don't really, I see the way that she is with her kid, and it's like, oh, that's cool. You know, that's, I'm happy for her at the stage of her life that she's at. But I can also even tell, like, I don't want to put this negativity out, and I would not tell my mom, but I feel like when you know the vibe is like off, you know, like, you, when you know someone has this like weird vibe towards you, like, you know, that you can feel it. And I'm not saying that she's possibly like fucking putting juju on me, hopefully not, but I can tell ever since, and I think I brought it up once to my mom, and I made her feel bad, and she was like, why would you say that about your cousin? Like, ella te quiere mucho, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, mom, she doesn't fucking know me. But the several times that she's been here, I've always felt like, no, I don't want to say que tiene envidia de mí, but I can tell, like, that she sees how we are, how we're so close with each other, how we are with our parents. And obviously, I think she at some point maybe feels like, oh, man, I wish I had that, which is, you know, it's fine. But I've caught her a couple times kind of staring at me, like, hard. And I'm just like, and the last time we went to Mexico, me and Luis, this was Pride, and we had a conversation with her where I realized, like, man, this girl has gone through a lot, and I don't think she's happy, because there was an instance where I said, like, oh, you know, I'm so, like, out there, I fucking do what I want, like, I'm having fun, I'm doing all these things, and she was like, she didn't say I wish, but she was like, oh, qué padre que tú puedes hacer eso y puedes andar, and, you know, and it's like, I feel that, like, very heavy, like, feeling of whore of her.
You are a whore,
of her, that I feel like she I don't know. Like, I've always felt that there was this, like, competition. There's always this, like, she wants to be better. And, of course, now she has a family and I don't. And we're kind of, like, we're not similar in age, but we're not far apart in age. And so it's kind of like, she's like, oh, mira donde estoy yo. But also, damn, I wish I was, like, in your situation. And I don't know. It's just off because I feel like at this point in our lives, like I said yesterday, I'm glad that we can share moments like this together that I'll have, even though we haven't even shared a fucking conversation. But it's not about that anymore. Like, we're adults now. I don't see you every day. I don't, like, we're not close. So why not just, like, enjoy, you know, being with each other? Y ella tampoco se me ha acercado. So it's like, so she doesn't give a fuck. And it's fine.
¿Sabes quién sí se acercó? Su esposo, Mario. And Fernando and I were sitting out in the patio. In the backyard, I'm sorry. Y empezamos a platicar, blah, blah. And Mario said to me and Fernando, he said, I love how your family is so united and how you guys share a lot. That's awesome. You guys are completely different from Angie's family in Mexico. O sea, la familia de mi mamá. I shared with him that I've tried to get close to my grandmother. And the last time I was there, I went with Fernando. And I wanted to come out of the closet with her. And I told Angelica, I said, hey, invite my grandmother, your mom, and you. That's it. Because I want to see you guys. And the moment we walk into the apartment, there is everybody. My aunt that we don't like, her child's wife. Like, it was like a whole, like, ass fucking family reunion that I didn't want, right? So I told him this and I said, and I thought that was fucked up. How did that happen? And then he said, this is what he told me. Well, you know, Pochina, because that's what we called, or that's what they called my grandmother in Mexico. Pochina was the one that invited Marta. And I was like, well, you see, more points to me that she really doesn't give a fuck about us out here. And I don't either. Like, I really don't. And I was very blunt. And he even took a step back, like, oh, fuck. Like, this guy is an asshole, heartless, like a heartless asshole, no? Pero le dije, wait, si yo les dije que no invitaran a ciertas personas y que nada más quería que estuvieran unos, like, why doesn't she get that, right? That, to me, tells me that she doesn't care. So for that reason, like, I don't care about her. I really don't. And le dije, as a matter of fact, I care more about Fernando's grandmother because the moment she saw me at the airport, she raised her hands and she was like, Luisito. Like, she really enjoyed seeing me. And this is a 93-year-old woman traveling, you know, from Colombia to Miami from here to here. And I told him, I love the relación que tiene Fernando y su abuelita. Like, I wish I had that. I never had that. I have nothing in common. I have nothing to share with my mom's mom, except for the fact that that's her mom. Mm-hmm. Le dije, and to be quite honest with you, le dije, esa vez, the reason why I went and I wanted to meet with them is because a really good friend of mine, Marco, from Taller Puro Corazón, said, hey, you should try because that is your mom's mom. And that way you can talk to her and try to understand, like, why is your mom the way she is, whether it be good or bad. And so that, to me, clicked in my head because I was taking therapy and I was like, yeah, you're right. And I told that to Mario and I said, but Mario, that conversation that night was, how's the weather?
Yeah.
Like, there was nothing. It was very superficial. It was very nothing. There was nothing there. So I'm like, I quite honestly don't care for the family in Mexico. And I know that that sounds harsh. And I know that you don't know me. But you also don't know todo lo que nosotros hemos pasado con la familia behind closed doors.
Yeah.
So I'm excited to see you guys, and you guys are more than welcome to come here whenever you want. But for me to make the attempt to, hey, Mario, ¿cómo está el niño? ¿Cómo están? Like, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
Like, simplemente no me nace. And he was like, no, pues es que si no te nace, no te nace. And I think he kind of understood, but I think initially he was just like, whoa.
That's fucked up.
That's fucked up, yeah.
No, but it's true because she's done that to me before too. I don't know if I told you the time that we went to Mexico and it was the first time, like, spending time with them, yeah, the adultos, with my cousins, and she basically brought up a comment that really fucking annoyed the fuck out of me, because I was like, this fucking bitch, you feel so fucking, I don't know, entitled. But she basically said, like, okay, so this is a joke in our family that every year she ruins my birthday. Because 2 years ago, se casó on my birthday. This year she decided to come on my birthday. And it's just funny. I'm just like, girl, why are you here on my birthday? But anyways, that I didn't go to her wedding because I was like, en primera no la conozco. I mean, obviously, like, la conozco, but I don't know her enough like that para que me nazca to say, like, oh, my cousin, I need to go to her wedding. So I was like, you know what? No, I'm going to stay here with my friends who are my family here. And my parents could go. That's fine. But I'm going to stay here and I'm going to enjoy my birthday here with people who I truly care about. Not fucking spend it at her wedding with people that
you don't even know.
And then they don't know me. So I stayed here. Y eso me lo echó en cara that one time that I went back. She's like, es que yo nunca me caso todos los días. So I can't believe that you would miss out on that for your birthday. And I was like, oh, fuck no. I literally was like, this bitch really fucking said that. I was like, it's so unfair that you're saying that, because yo no me graduo todos los días. There's so many milestones that I've reached where my grandmother hasn't been here, where you guys have probably no fucking idea that they happened. Yo tampoco me gradué de la universidad todos los días, and that's fucked up for you to say. I'm like, that's fucked up for you to say, because one, you don't know me, and two, like, yeah, we're cousins, but that doesn't mean, like, that I need to be there for you. I'm not asking you to be here for me. I literally, like, as a teen, I started to kind of realize, like, oh, you know, the only person that does come around was our grandfather, who I really have, like, we have really fond memories of, because he was our grandfather. Mm-hmm. Like, él es el que dijo, I'm going to spend half the year with my daughter's kids and half the year with the ones in Mexico. And that, truly grateful for, because that was the only experience that we have mm-hmm. of a grandparent. Other than that, we don't fucking have grandparents.
Right.
So, at least he made that attempt, you know, but I was just so, like, annoyed, because I'm like, you've had both of our grandparents your whole life, like, your whole fucking life. You grew up with cousins, what I wanted to grow up with, and you're fucking basically saying, like, yo no me caso todos los días, I can't believe you didn't fucking come, like, for you, like, for your birthday. And I was like, this fucking bitch. And I think that's also why me da igual that she's here, that she's not here, or, you know, that we share a conversation or not, because, again, you're right, that just goes to show that they don't respect who we are, that they don't truly care who we are, that they just, we're just cousins, and that's kind of it, you know. We're not more than that, and we're that because we're forced, we're blood, but other than that, I'm pretty sure we'd be like fucking cool without them.
I think that the reason why this episode is so important, especially right now, because we're gearing up into the holiday seasons where families get together, right? And so sometimes families don't see eye to eye. It's okay to separarte de la familia if they're not providing, si no están agregando, right? If they're not adding positivity to your life. Like, for example, in our case, it's not like they're messing up our life. They're not. But they're just not bringing anything to the table, right? And we're not bringing anything to their table because it's a two-way street. I mean, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, we're not. We're not bringing anything to their table. And it's okay to step away and say no. Like, we tell my mom all the time, like, hey, listen, cuando vamos a Mexico, my mom now knows not to tell me, go visit your grandmother, because she knows that she's going to get upset, right? She's going to feel bad, and I'm not going to go. And I'll probably add on saying something that she probably doesn't want to hear. So I'm grateful that my mom now respects that boundary. But, like, if you have a similar situation with your family where you don't get along, they're not providing anything, they're not adding to your well-being, like, you don't have to. Just because they're blood family, you don't need to be there. And right now, what you're doing, yeah, I've seen you not interact, but I've also, whenever we are together, I've seen her also not...
Yeah, she doesn't try.
Like, not try, right? Like, hey, Judy, ¿y cómo haces? Like, she's had opportunities, I feel, to do that. And she hasn't. Al contrario, I feel like Mario is trying to be more cool with, like, Rick and I. Specifically mm-hmm. me, which I don't understand why.
I think it's because you're like the older one and you're the one that's like, I don't know, I feel like you're just the older one. You're the one that's more, he thinks, has your head on your shoulders.
Well, you bitch. Yeah, I just, that to me made absolutely no sense. But nuevamente, si tu familia no te agrega algo positivo or hypes you up, don't feel like you have to visitarlos or be there or be cordial, because you don't. You don't have to do that. There's like, si te sientes agotado de estar en su presencia, then don't.
And it's funny you say that. There's this meme that's going around this year that I think a lot of you have already might seen, but it says like, if your family is fighting or something, leave and go live or something like that.
Oh, that's good.
And that's actually pretty cool, because it's like, yeah, this time of year, a lot of families get together and it's families that don't fucking fuck with each other. But again, you have to be there because it's your family and, you know, you can't hacer ese, like esa grosería, right? But at the end of the day, like, we're all adults now. And I think now that, as far as for me, that I'm a person that I've already, you know, ya entiendo más, ya estoy como en mi, like, mature age. I realized that, you know, it wasn't my parents' fault that we didn't have a fucking childhood with cousins or grandparents. It wasn't their fault. And even now more, I understand it, because if we would have had that, you know, childhood that our cousin has had, I think
we would have been more fucked up.
Yeah, like, we probably would be fucking, we wouldn't even like each other. I mean, we don't even like each other now sometimes. But again, going back to this whole just us being together, I obviously am very, very thankful for it. And like I said yesterday in my speech, it wasn't more towards her. It was towards the fact that I'm just thankful that we're all here and that we get to share a big, you know, a big gathering again. And with someone who's actually blood related, because it's never anyone who's blood related to us. Like, our family Thanksgivings right. have always been people who my parents consider family because they grew up with them here. So nunca ha sido que mi actual blood prima, family, mi actual, yeah. you know. So to me yesterday, that was very special. And it wasn't a message like, oh, I fucking love you. It was more of a message that I'm glad you're here and you get to experience this with us. Do I want you to come back? No. Do I need you to stay longer? No. Like, is it going to affect me that you leave? No. It was just like, I'm glad that you're here and I'm thankful, because I'm sure my mom also feels a little bit close to her mom and her sister because she's here, obviously. So that, in a sense, also I'm grateful for, because my mom, my cousin being here makes my mom feel closer to her family in Mexico. Right. So that also I'm grateful for. But other than that, like, I was sitting with Alfred yesterday and we were fucking vibing. So it's like, I would much rather have a conversation with Alfred for sure 1,000,000,000 times over having to force myself or force a conversation with her, because quite frankly, like, we share nothing in common right now. And I don't, it'd probably be a conversation of like, oh, ¿cómo se está? Bien? Okay, cool. Okay. Like, that's it, you know?
Pero bueno, all that to say, feliz
Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. No, like, we are grateful. I am grateful for you. I am grateful to have you as a sister, as a sibling, as my confidant. And I said this last night. Así que muchísimas gracias. I love you. I no sé qué más decir.
No, I do. I love you guys too so much. I think I honestly wouldn't be myself if it weren't for the support that Ricardo and Luis give me, of course my parents, but just the values that we hold and that I hope that we could still continue to have once, you know, our parents are no longer here. But these little things where hopefully when we start to have our own Thanksgiving dinners, we can keep holding these very core values and core traditions that are very special to, I mean, us, me, going, you know, because it's very important. And like I've said, and like I've said it a billion times to my friends who know me, know that, like, my family is super important to me. And, ¿cómo se llama? And I don't know what I would do without them, so.
And of course, we're super thankful to every single one of you that listens. Rosa, Alfred, Brianna, Chavez. Thank you so much for listening. And we definitely want you as a guest. So be looking out on your DMs.
Because that would be fun.
It would be so great to get a person. Because she knows of me since the Marindo podcast. So it would be great to hear a perspective of somebody who's like kept.
So I have a funny memory of about you, Brianna, or a funny thing. So Luis had this whole meet and greet, right? And I always told Luis, I'm like, bro, am I invited to that? He's like, no, it's only for my followers and me. And I was like, you bitch. And then Brianna sends me a message and she's like, hey, are you going to be at the dinner too? And so I screenshot that. That was my very humble moment right there. I screenshot that message and I sent it to Luis and I was like, look who they actually want to see. They want to see me, not you. I'm like, because she's clearly asking for me. I must be the cooler one. But no, we appreciate you tuning in. And even all the very, very wholesome messages that you send me, of it, you know, sometimes. I think it's really cool, again, going back to our family and our people that don't really know us. Like, you have no idea, I think, of who I am. You only know because of Luis and everything he fucking airs out on about our family.
Girl, you don't want to know.
But it's fucking awesome that you, not knowing me, are still very supportive of me without knowing me. So it's cool because not even my fucking pretty mom sends me cute messages like that. You know? So
Brianna, you're like our prima.
Yeah, so thank you so much. We notice. We truly yes. do.
And I also want to say thank you to your friends who came on Wednesday to celebrate your birthday, because I feel so awkward when people are like, oh my God, I'm a fan. And somebody said, take a picture, but I don't know if they were kidding or not. And I didn't want to be
kidding.
Oh yeah, you want a picture? You want a picture? Here, come.
They were kidding. But no, I also do appreciate my friends so much. Honestly, everybody came through with something special for me that day. And I was even telling my coworkers, I'm like, man, I didn't really think you guys liked me, but like, it, the way that they decorated my...
Well, they really wanted to come and see me.
Shut the fuck up. But, I mean, probably. Melissa, she's like the biggest fan, but...
Hey,
no.
Shout out, Melissa.
I don't know if she...
Which I didn't even recognize, and I told her. I was like, damn, eyelashes.
But Luis never recognizes anyone.
I know. I'm so bad.
Never take that personal. If you're out on the street and you see Luis and he doesn't know who you are, do not ever take it personal, because... He doesn't. He's like that. But that day, everybody came through with a little snack for me. And it was like one of my favorite snacks. Like, they brought a fucking, what are those called? A charcuterie. We were actually making fun of that because we were like, who the fuck? None of us here knows how to fucking say that word. But me lo hicieron de tostilocos and like a bunch of like really fucking Mexican sweets. It was my favorite thing. And then they brought another one with like cheese and stuff. And then they made, one of my friends baked me cookies. And it just was really fun because it's always the one time a year that everybody kind of comes to our house and hangs out and, you know, does stuff. And I felt really fucking special.
She was amazing. What is her name? The one that made the cookies?
Kimberly.
She was also very amazing because she actually took the time to be like, hey, Luis, congratulations on being at the 99 cent store. We are so proud of you. No sé qué. And I was like, oh, thank you so much.
Yeah, Kimberly is my day one since fucking elementary school. We went to San Chavo together. So, yeah,
I don't remember her.
You don't remember anyone.
But Kimberly, thank you so much. And your cookies were bomb.com for sure. I stuffed my face with whatever was left over.
But yeah.
Pero bueno. Thank you so much. We wanted to do this quick, simple, and to the point. And actually, for those of you that actually listen every week, because we average about 150 to 200 downloads a week, which basically means people are listening. And I am beyond thankful. Para los que están escuchando en México, thank you so much. We have some people listening in Brazil, the UK. I think I know who the UK person is. And, ¿cómo se llama? Y pues obviamente in the US. So, muchísimas gracias. But do you prefer longer, shorter? What do you prefer episode-wise? And so you annoying. Can you can follow me on Instagram and TikTok under Digway, which is @_DIGEY. And please follow Globitos, GL0BIT0S. Hijo de,
You'll tag me.
I'll tag her because she still doesn't know her accounts.
But also, we hope everybody had a very fun Thanksgiving with their families. And if you didn't, hopefully you escaped and went to go have some actual fun. But yeah, we appreciate everybody who listens. And tell us what you want to hear. I mean, Luis pretty much fucking airs out all our dirty laundry. So.
All right. Gracias. Nos vemos. Bye.